Good morning. Welcome all of you to our service this morning, a special service this morning with a guest speaker. On their request, I'm going to be reading as a devotional from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 38. And this is the account of Philip and the Ethiopian. Acts 8, 26 to 38. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candace, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was on his way and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. I'm not going to have a lot of comments on this. I don't know to what extent we'll hear about this later on. But one thing that strikes me about it is, first of all, hearing God, listening to God. That's the way we should all be. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, he hears from the angel of the Lord, and he hears from the Spirit. The Spirit said, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." And he obeyed. And by that listening and by that obedience, he was able to minister to someone who was a stranger to God, where he was probably near to God's kingdom, but not yet a member. Let's open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of your kingdom. We thank you for that we can be part of your people gathered here today. We thank you for your word and your Spirit. Especially we thank you for your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. We are blessed to have with us guests this morning, David and Donnell Garcia. They are missionaries in Mexico, and they have a connection with us this morning in that Donnell is a granddaughter of Don and Doris Herr, and they're here. They have a son, Elliot, and they're here to talk about their work and ministry in Mexico. I understand they also have some music and some video as part of the presentation. I just wanted to remind you there is going to be a basket offering at the back bench for those of you who want to help with their work. And I think sometimes when we listen to and see missionaries who have connections to us, family or otherwise, congregational origin, I think some of the otherness of being a missionary goes away. That is the sense that they're a different type of Christian, or that they are somehow set apart because they have gifts and training and a particular call. But I think we should realize that they're servants like us. We have our gifts and we have our call also, and their brothers and sisters in God's kingdom. So we'll hear from David and Donnell, and they'll have the rest of our service time this morning. and we're blessed to hear from them. Go ahead.
Okay, hi everybody. I'm David. This is my wife, Donnell.
Everyone calls me Donnie in Mexico. Yeah, it's easier.
Okay, we are happy because we stay here together. Thank you for all. We start with two songs.
Yeah. All right, we're going to show you a little bit about what our ministry is with music in Mexico. We have a ministry called Lampe, and I was just making sure the presentation was going. We have a ministry called Lampe, and what we do is go out in the streets or wherever churches invite us throughout Mexico in different cities. And there you see the map of Mexico. And this is a view of the city of Morelia. And we are highly involved in evangelism and discipleship with new believers. There's a class that David was leading during Vacation Bible School last year. And he is currently visiting several families every day throughout the week to teach them the Bible in their homes, because many people aren't willing to go to a church at first because they don't know anyone. They feel different there. So we go to them in their homes. We have a kids club. And we're also reaching the families of these kids. Many of them are involved in drugs or alcohol, just dysfunctional, destroyed families. So we're ministering to them. And this is Lampe Project. This is what we were going to do right now. We're going to give you a little taste of what we do. We take hymns or praise songs, and we change them up a bit and add instruments to them. We also have other people a part of our band. But today it'll just be David and I. And we also improvise on the streets. And that we do to, I don't know if you could hit pause quickly. That what we do is improvise on the streets, and that draws a crowd. People who like music will come close, and we play a couple songs. People are enjoying the music, and then after four or five songs, we stop the music, and someone will grab the microphone and start preaching the gospel in the open air, in the plaza, or in the downtown area, wherever we are on the street. And we share the gospel that way. And after we're done, we try to go out into the crowd and go into like little groups and talk to them, ask them if they have any other questions about who Jesus is, what the Bible is, what we believe. And we have that opportunity to pray with them and answer any of their questions. Okay, so we'll do that now. Thank you. Yeah, trust and obey.
Bueno, esto es un poco de lo que hacemos ahí en Morelia.
This is a little bit of what we do in Morelia.
Improvisamos un poco ahí en las calles.
We improvise on the streets.
Esto es pura música. A veces improvisamos también con voz, con canciones.
What we did today was just music, instrumental, but we also have a singer.
Cuando estamos todos completos, somos en el equipo, somos 7.
We're 7 all together.
Aquí estamos solo 2, pero espero algún día venir con
people,
todos completos.
So hopefully one time we can come with the whole team up to the States. They're from Mexico, so it is kind of complicated.
Sí, bueno, ustedes ya vieron aquí en el video más o menos de qué trata nuestro ministerio.
You saw in our presentation a little bit about what our ministry is like.
Así que el resultado de ese ministerio fueron nuevos creyentes.
And as a result of this ministry that we've been doing the past couple months, the result is new believers.
Entonces, eso no era nuestro plan.
This wasn't our plan.
Nuestro plan era salir de México, ir a otro país más difícil.
Our plan was to leave Mexico and go to a difficult country, a difficult area of the world.
Pero el Señor abrió una puerta en Morelia.
But the Lord opened a door in Morelia.
Y ahora vamos a regresar para iniciar plantación de iglesia.
So now we are planning on returning in a few days to plant a church.
Esa fue una decisión de hace 4 semanas, más o menos.
This was our plan as of about 4 weeks ago.
Así que nos espera mucho trabajo, necesitamos bastante equipo.
So we have a lot of work waiting for us as we go back and we need a team.
Necesitamos gente valiente.
We need brave people.
Gente responsable.
Responsible people.
Pero sobre todo que esté en santidad.
But more than anything, people that are holy.
Para que el Señor pueda usarnos.
So that the Lord can use us.
En todo caso, sería todo lo contrario.
If it weren't...
Sería todo lo contrario. ¿Cómo? Si no hay santidad, no nos va a usar.
If we aren't living in holiness, then the Lord won't use us.
Así que la predicación de hoy de eso se trata.
So that's what the message today has to do with.
¿Cómo llegar a ese punto de que Dios nos puede usar?
How can we get to that point where God can use us?
Así que acabamos de leer un pasaje muy interesante.
We just heard a passage that's very interesting.
Sobre Felipe.
About Philip.
Y ahí en Hechos, en el capítulo 6, vemos que él era un diácono. Él lo escogieron como diácono.
In Acts chapter 6, we see that he was a deacon.
Y si nosotros vemos las características para haber escogido a un diácono, la primera característica...
The first characteristic that someone needs to have in order to be a deacon.
Decía de buen testimonio.
They had to have a good testimony.
Intachable. Reconocido por las personas de que era una persona excelente.
Everyone had to see that this person was a great person, excellent person.
Ante las exigencias de Dios.
And we know that God is very
exigencias de Dios, lo que Dios pide.
He's very strict with what he asks for.
No para las exigencias del mundo.
Not by our standards of the world, but God's standards that are much higher.
Los estándares del mundo nos dicen de otra forma quién es más que otro.
Here in the world we know that there's standards who's better than other people.
¿Tienes dinero y poder?
If you have money and power.
¿No tienes eso?
If you don't have that, you're down here.
¿Tienes estudios?
If you have studied, you're up here.
¿Tú no has estudiado, sabes apenas si hablar tu idioma?
But if you haven't, you're down here.
Pero para Dios no es así.
But for God, it's not like that.
Dios necesita corazones dispuestos.
God, all he's interested in is hearts that are willing.
Y ese es el caso de Felipe.
And this is what we see here with Philip.
La segunda característica que nos habla el capítulo 6 cuando lo escogieron.
When the 7 were chosen in chapter 6.
Es que era lleno del Espíritu Santo.
They had to be full of the Holy Spirit.
¿De qué se trata eso? Suena algo místico.
What does that have to, what's that all about? It sounds kind of mystic.
Simple y sencillamente es quién tenía el control de su vida.
It just means that the Holy Spirit had control of their lives.
Muchos cristianos, incluyéndome a mí,
many Christians, including myself,
muchas veces nos dejamos llevar por nuestro corazón.
Many times we are guided by our heart.
nuestra mente,
our minds,
nuestros deseos,
our desires,
nuestro dinero,
our money,
nuestra, las personas que tenemos acá como casi como ídolos,
or people that we have high up here in our minds as idols, kind of.
Pero cuando una persona, la Biblia dice que es llena del Espíritu Santo,
but when we have a person that is full of the Holy Spirit,
es porque se está dejando llevar por Dios.
It's because they let themselves be guided by God.
Quien dicta su siguiente paso aquí en el corazón es Dios.
God is giving them the next steps in their hearts.
Quien dicta su siguiente decisión es Dios.
God is telling them what their next decision should be.
¿Sabe qué pasa cuando alguien no se deja llevar por Dios?
Do you know what happens when someone does not let God guide them?
La Biblia no lo platica.
The Bible tells us of several situations.
Dios dice, no confíes en tu corazón.
God says, don't trust in your own heart.
El corazón es engañoso.
Your heart deceives you.
No confíes en tus riquezas.
Don't trust in your riches.
De hecho, es difícil que un rico entre al cielo.
It's very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
No porque el dinero sea malo.
We're not saying that money is bad.
Sino porque el dinero se puede convertir en la guía.
But money can all of a sudden become like our guide.
Y tenemos un Dios celoso.
And we have a jealous God.
Que no va a compartir su gloria con nada.
Who does not want to share his glory with anyone.
Él quiere todo de nosotros.
He wants all of us.
No una parte.
Not just one part.
Ni la mitad siquiera.
He doesn't want even the
Él
half.
Él quiere todo.
He wants everything.
Y en el Evangelio Jesús fue claro.
And in the gospel Jesus was very clear.
Jesús no mintió.
Jesus didn't lie.
Cualquiera que quiera ser mi discípulo,
whoever wants to be my disciple,
ni siquiera obligó a nadie.
He didn't make us or force us to make a decision. He says whoever wants to.
La primera condición,
the first condition is,
niégate a ti mismo.
Deny yourself.
Boom.
Boom.
What?
What?
¿Cómo?
How?
Pero si tengo muchos planes.
But I have a lot of plans.
Tengo muchas cosas que hacer.
I have so many things to do.
Tengo que estudiar aquello.
I have to study that.
Tengo que conseguir aquello también.
I have to get that, what I want.
¿Negarme a eso, Dios?
I have to deny all of that.
¿Y hacer tu voluntad? ¡Oh!
To do your will.
¿Amar a aquella persona que no me interesa?
To love that person that I don't really want to love.
¿Predicarle a aquella persona que es un asesino que vive en un país complicado?
To preach to that person that has murdered someone
in, o sea,
that country that's difficult.
¿Me estás pidiendo que deje mis deseos, mis objetivos, mis metas?
So I have to leave, set aside my desires, my goals in life?
Para seguirte.
To follow you?
Un rico se acerca a Jesús y le dice, hago todo, soy buena persona, he cumplido todos los mandamientos. ¿Qué necesito hacer?
A rich man goes up to Jesus and says, I'm a good person, I have fulfilled all of your commandments, I follow them, and I'm a good person, what do I need to do?
Simplemente Jesús le dijo, ve y vende todo.
And Jesus said, go and sell everything.
Y sígueme.
And follow me.
¿Qué?
What?
¿Eso es seguir a Jesús?
That's following Jesus?
No puede ser. Por eso es que Jesús fue claro.
So we see that Jesus was very clear.
¿Está de moda ser cristiano?
Sometimes it seems like to be a Christian is...
¿Está de moda? Es como lo más...
Popular. It's popular to be a Christian.
En México está siendo popular ser cristiano.
In Mexico it's also... popular to be Christian.
Las estrellas del cine de allá en México, novelas, películas, cantantes, se están haciendo cristianos.
There are different actors or singers that are all of a sudden becoming Christians.
Pero su vida sigue igual.
But their lives there hasn't been much change.
Aún no se nota que realmente Cristo vive ahí.
There needs to be a real change in our heart, in our lives.
En Hechos, la primera vez que les llaman cristianos a estas personas.
In Acts, the first time that the people were called Christians.
Fue en Antioquía.
Was in Antioch.
En Antioquía. Les decían cristianos como algo despectivo.
Despectivo es como un apodo.
They called them Christians like it was like a nickname for them.
Pero ¿por qué les decían? Porque sabían que habían estado con Jesús, que se parecían a Jesús.
Why did they call them? Why did the others call the Christians Christians? It's because they acted like Christ.
En México pasaba algo así similar hace unos años.
In Mexico, something similar happened a few years ago.
Les decían aleluyos.
They called Christians hallelujahs.
Porque dejaron de tomar.
Because Christians stopped drinking.
Dejaron de decir groserías.
They stopped saying bad words.
Su vida realmente reflejaba un cambio.
There was a real change in their lives.
Y de repente se volvieron locos y empezaron a hablar de un tipo crucificado.
And they started going crazy and talking about this Jesus that was crucified.
¿Qué loco hace eso?
What kind of crazy person does that?
Así que les decían aleluyos.
So that's why people in Christians in Mexico were called hallelujahs.
Así que el caso de Felipe.
In this case with Philip.
Dios había dicho que se extendieran no solamente en Jerusalén predicaran, sino que hablaran en todo a su alrededor hasta lo último de la tierra.
Jesus not only told them to go into Jerusalem to preach, but to the whole ends of the world.
Judea, Samaria y hasta lo último
Judea,
de la tierra.
Samaria and to the ends of the world.
Y ya habían pasado ahí bastante tiempo.
And many years.
Ya habían pasado mucho tiempo en Jerusalén.
Quite a bit of time had passed that they've been in Jerusalem.
Así que se levantaron hombres malos y empezaron a perseguir a la iglesia.
So there was persecution in the church.
Y uno de ellos fue Saulo de Tarso.
And one of those was Saul,
Pablo,
Tarsus,
que más adelante es Pablo.
Paul.
Y entre ellos muchas personas más.
And many other people.
En medio de la persecución,
in midst of all this persecution,
sale Felipe.
Felipe goes out.
Al igual Philip. Que muchas personas, muchos discípulos más.
And many other disciples.
Pero Felipe, al ir hacia el norte, cruza por Samaria.
Philip, to go north, he had to go through Samaria.
Y en Samaria empieza a predicar, empieza a hablar.
He started preaching and talking and speaking in Samaria.
Y Dios lo empieza a usar de una manera increíble.
And God began to use him and the others in an incredible way.
Y en su casa yo los invito a leer todo el capítulo.
And I would invite you to read in your homes when you have time. Read Acts 8, the whole chapter.
Pero mientras él estaba predicando, mucha gente venía a Cristo y se arrepentía.
While he was preaching, many people came to repentance.
Pero de repente, en una visión, un ángel se le aparece a Felipe y le dice, "Hey Felipe, ¿qué haces aquí? Ve allá."
But all of a sudden in a vision, the angel came to Philip and said, "What are you doing here? Go there."
Y entonces Felipe obedeció, fue hacia ese lugar, hacia el sur, hacia un desierto.
He went towards that place. Towards the south, to the desert.
Y Felipe pudo haber preguntado, ¿pero por qué me mandas allá? Si aquí está la fiesta, aquí está el gran movimiento, aquí está un despertar.
Philip could have said, but why are you sending me there if there's a lot going on here? This is where the action is.
Dios está trabajando aquí bastante, ¿por qué me tengo que ir allá donde es un desierto? Allá no vive nadie.
God is doing great things here. Why do I have to go to the desert? Where there isn't really anything.
Pero lo que él no sabía es que se iba a topar con una persona muy importante.
What Philip didn't know is that he would run into someone very important.
Un funcionario de Candace.
An official of Candace.
Era un funcionario, era un eunuco.
He was a eunuch.
Así que era un funcionario del gobierno.
He was an important official of the government.
Así que te imaginas si esta persona se convierte a Cristo, regresa a África.
Can you imagine that this important official, he receives Christ, he accepts Christ and goes back to his hometown?
Es la puerta abierta para el evangelio a África.
It's like an open door to the gospel going to that land.
¿Te das cuenta de eso?
Do you realize that?
Solo por un hombre dejó un montón de gente que le pudo haber predicado, pero se fue hacia donde ese ángel le dijo.
That one man left where he was at and went to a place where he could speak to just one important man.
Cuando estaba ahí en el desierto, el Espíritu le dijo, acércate a ese hombre.
When he was in the desert, the Spirit said, go to that man.
Felipe se acerca.
Philip goes up to him.
Y le dice, ¿qué estás leyendo?
And says, what are you reading?
Estoy leyendo este pasaje de Isaías, pero no entiendo.
I'm reading this passage in Isaiah, but I don't understand.
Y genial, Felipe empieza a explicarle que se trataba de Jesús, se trataba del Evangelio.
And Philip says, awesome, and starts to share the gospel.
Y este funcionario se convierte a Cristo, se arrepiente.
This important official accepts Christ, he repents.
Y es bautizado inmediatamente.
And he's baptized right at the spot.
Y se fue feliz.
And he went away happy.
Porque Felipe regresó.
And then
hasta Cesarea.
Went back to Caesarea.
Okay, esta historia podemos aprender muchas cosas. Primero, número uno.
We can learn a lot of things in this passage. Number one.
No sé, no te conozco.
I don't know you.
No sé cuánto dinero tengas.
I don't know how much money you have.
¿Cuántos logros has tenido?
How many achievements you've had.
¿Qué tan buena persona seas?
How good of a person you are.
¿Cuántos años lleves en la iglesia?
How many years you've been in church.
No sé desde cuánto tiempo has conocido a Jesús.
I don't know how long you've known about Jesus.
Pero de lo que sí estoy seguro es que eso no va a servir.
But what I do know is that that has no purpose.
Si no traes personas a Cristo.
If you don't bring people to Christ.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque un día vamos a morir.
Because one day we will die.
Genial, porque no vamos a estar aquí para siempre.
That's awesome because we're not going to be here forever.
Eso es genial.
That's awesome.
Por eso Pablo decía, para mí el vivir es Cristo.
That's why Paul said to live is Christ.
Y el morir es ganancia.
To die is gain.
Porque la ganancia al morir.
When we die.
La ganancia al morir, lo que voy a ganar al morir.
What I'm getting when I die.
Es increíble.
Is incredible.
Vida eterna.
Eternal life.
Una herencia con Jesús.
Inheritance with Christ.
Y muchas otras cosas más.
And many other things.
Vamos a ver cara a cara a nuestro Dios.
We're going to see Jesus face to face.
No va a haber pecado.
There will be no more
sadness. No va a haber más tristezas.
There will be no more sadness.
Vamos a ver a nuestros seres queridos.
We're going to see our loved ones.
¿Eso no es increíble?
Isn't that incredible?
Vamos a tener un nuevo cuerpo.
We're going to have a new body.
Que no se va a envejecer.
That's not going to get old.
No se va a arrugar.
It's not going to get wrinkly.
Va a ser joven siempre.
We're going to be young forever.
¿Eso no es increíble?
Isn't that incredible?
Entonces, hay mucha gente que necesita eso.
So there are many people that need that.
¿Pero por qué no vamos?
But why don't we go?
¿Por qué no les predicamos?
Why don't we preach?
Con la simple y sencilla razón de porque no lo amamos.
Simply because we don't really love them.
Porque si no amamos,
if we don't love,
no nos movemos.
Then we don't go.
Si yo amo,
if I love,
el amor de Dios me lleva a esa persona.
The love of God makes us go there.
Que no conozco, que no conozco. Que no conozco a esa persona.
That person that I don't know.
Así que, número uno es estar dispuesto a amar.
Number one, we have to be willing to love.
Felipe estaba dispuesto a amar.
Philip was willing to love.
Y si tú lees cada persona que Dios usó.
And if you read about each person that God used.
Para llevar el evangelio.
To carry the gospel.
Incluyendo sus apóstoles.
Including his apostles.
Estaban dispuestos a darlo todo.
They were always willing to give everything.
No dice eso 2 Corintios capítulo 13 sobre el amor.
Doesn't 2 Corinthians 13 tell us that about love?
El amor todo lo sufre.
Love is
todo lo sufre. Es que no sé. Primera de Corintios.
2 Corinthians 13. Es primera. Oh, 1 Corinthians 13.
Todo lo sufre, todo lo da.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Esa definición de amor es la que Dios quiere.
That definition of love, that's God's kind of love.
Cuando tenemos ese amor que es de Dios, nos vamos a mover.
When we have that kind of love, we're going to go out.
Con nuestros vecinos.
With our neighbors.
Con nuestros amigos.
With our friends.
Nuestra familia que no conoce.
With our family that doesn't know the Lord.
Pero también con nuestros compañeros de trabajo.
Also with our work the people that we work with.
Con toda persona que nos crucemos.
With everyone that we run into.
Como Felipe salió y con cada persona que veía hablaba.
Just like Philip, when he went out, he was willing to talk to the eunuch.
Segunda característica.
The second characteristic.
Estar dispuesto a obedecer.
We need to be willing to obey.
Si no estás dispuesto a obedecer,
if we're not willing to obey,
no puedes ser un discípulo.
We really cannot be a disciple.
Puedes creer en Jesús.
We can believe in Jesus.
Puedes ser salvo.
We can be saved.
Pero ser un discípulo,
but to be a disciple,
el discípulo aprende del maestro.
The disciple learns from the master.
El discípulo es un aprendiz.
He is an apprentice.
Tienes un maestro.
You have a teacher.
Es Jesús.
Master, that's Jesus.
Él me enseña.
He teaches me.
Yo lo imito.
And I need to imitate him.
Si estamos dispuestos a obedecer, estás listo.
If we're willing to obey, we're ready.
Para ser discípulo.
To be a disciple.
Y para ser discípulo.
And to be a disciple.
Como Felipe.
Just like Philip,
un ángel le dijo, deja todo esto.
And an angel told him, leave all this.
Está genial.
It's great.
Pero allá hay alguien que necesito que le hables.
But there's someone over there that needs you.
Y después más adelante vemos que el Espíritu le dijo, acércate.
And then later on we see that the Holy Spirit tells him to go up to him.
Entonces, número dos.
Number two.
Es estar dispuesto a obedecer y ser sensible al llamado de Dios.
You have to be willing to obey and be sensitive to the calling of God.
Porque muchos son llamados.
Because there are many who are called.
Todos son llamados. Los que venimos a la iglesia estamos llamados.
We're all called. We come to church and we're called.
Pero pocos escogidos.
But there are few that are chosen.
¿Por qué pocos?
Why few?
Porque no todos están dispuestos.
Because there are so many that aren't willing
obedecer.
To obey.
Pero el que obedece,
but he who obeys,
va a ser genial. Dios te va a usar increíble.
God will use you in an incredible way.
Tú puedes ir.
You can go.
Puedes orar.
You can pray.
Puedes dar para que otro vaya.
You can give so that someone else can go.
Puedes involucrarte en la obra.
You can get involved in the work of God.
Puedes investigar en internet.
You can look it up in internet.
Puedes usar muchas herramientas.
There are so many tools.
Para saber de qué manera.
So that you can know how.
Puedo poner mi grano.
You can put your little seed.
A lo mejor no es yendo.
You can put your seed. You can plant your seeds.
A otro país.
Maybe you can't go to another country.
Pero quizá en tu país hay mucha necesidad todavía.
But here in your country, there's still a lot of need.
Pero si Dios te hace un llamado especial el día de hoy.
But if God is calling you today.
Y sientes que ahí en tu corazón, en tu mente, desde hace tiempo.
And you feel that that God is calling you to go.
Si sientes que desde hace tiempo Dios te está llamando.
Or maybe it's been a while that you feel that God has been calling you to go.
Es tiempo de que seas obediente.
It's time to be obedient.
Y veas lo que Dios puede hacer contigo.
And see what God can do with your life.
Quizá te sientas como que yo no sé hacerlo.
Maybe you think, oh, I don't know what to do.
Me da pena hablar.
Or I don't know what to say. I'm embarrassed.
No conozco qué don tengo.
I don't know what spiritual gift I have.
Quizá no tengo talento.
Maybe I don't really have a talent.
Quizá no te sientes capaz.
Maybe you feel like you're not able.
No te preocupes, Dios te capacita.
Don't worry, God will.
Te capacita.
Dios trabaja contigo. God will do what He needs to do.
Así como lo hizo con sus discípulos.
Just like he did through the disciples.
A Dios no le interesó las masas.
Jesus wasn't interested in huge crowds.
Dios tomó a 12.
He just took 12.
Que llevarían 12, el evangelio.
12 men who would take the gospel.
A todo el mundo conocido.
To the whole world.
Conocido.
The whole known world.
Roma.
At that time. Rome.
A 12 bien preparados.
12 that were well prepared.
Dispuestos.
That were willing
a obedecer.
To obey.
Y cuando Jesús murió,
and when Jesus died,
¿dónde estaban esas masas?
Where were those huge crowds that followed him?
Cuando Jesús se fue al cielo,
when Jesus went up to heaven,
había nada más 120.
There were just 120.
Nos dice Hechos.
According to Acts.
A Dios no le interesa una iglesia grande.
God is not interested in a huge mega church.
A Dios le interesa gente dispuesta.
All he is interested in is willing people.
Obedecer.
That are willing to obey.
Porque con esos pocos,
because with those few,
Dios va a hacer algo increíble.
God will do something incredible.
Así trabaja Dios.
That's how God works.
Parece imposible.
Seems impossible.
Pero para Dios todo es posible.
But for God everything is possible.
En las guerras en el Antiguo Testamento,
in the wars in the Old Testament,
Dios usaba pocas personas,
God used a few people,
para conquistar a grandes masas,
to conquer huge lands.
Y es más, con Josué,
like for example Joshua,
Dios le dijo, no lleves tantos, lleva este número de militares.
He was like, you don't need a whole army, just take a few.
Y con este poco,
with those few,
vamos a conquistar aquella ciudad.
We're gonna conquer that city.
Ya está en tu mano.
It's already in your hand.
¿Qué faltaba?
What was missing?
Fe.
Faith.
Obediencia.
Obedience.
¿Sabe qué es la obediencia?
You know what obedience is?
Es fe.
It's faith.
Pedro. Ven.
Pedro? Peter. Peter, come.
Jesús caminaba en el agua.
Jesus was walking on the water.
Jesús, si eres tú,
Peter says, Jesus, if it's you,
manda que yo vaya.
Make me come out and go.
¿Qué?
What?
Los discípulos le pudieron haber dicho, no, Pedro, estás loco, espérate.
The disciples could have said, no, Peter, don't go walking in the water, you're going to drown.
No sabemos qué va a pasar.
We don't know what's going to happen to
you. Tú eres un humano.
You're a human.
No puedes pisar el agua.
You can't walk on water.
Y Jesús dijo, Pedro.
Jesus said, Peter.
Ven.
Come.
Pedro, piénsalo bien. Espérate.
They could have said, Peter, think about it. What are you doing?
Los 11
discípulos
pudieron haber dicho, Pedro, ¿estás seguro?
Could have said, Peter, are you sure?
Pero Pedro siempre era atrabancado. Era el que traía la pila.
But Peter was willing to go. He was excited.
Así que Pedro obedeció. Tuvo fe.
Peter obeyed. He had faith.
Poca fe, dice la Biblia.
A
poca
little
fe.
Bit of faith, according to the Bible.
Bajó el primer pie.
He got out of the boat.
Y dijo, está firme.
He felt the water and it was firm.
Wow.
Wow.
Sas. Bajó el segundo pie.
He got the second foot out of the boat. Okay. Wow. Increíble. Incredible.
Así que se soltó de la barca.
So he left go of the boat.
Y fue hacia donde lo llamaba su señor.
And he was walking towards the Lord.
Y caminó.
And he walked.
Pero como vio que había viento,
but then he saw that there was wind.
Y había olas.
There were big waves.
Había dificultades.
There were difficulties. They were complicated dangers. And he was walking, he was doing something impossible. And he got scared. What happened? He sunk.
Pero lo más interesante de esta historia,
but the interesting part about this story,
es que Jesús estaba ahí.
Is that Jesus was there.
Y lo levantó.
And he lifted him up.
Y caminó con él hacia la barca.
And he took him back to the boat.
Y le dijo, Pedro, ¿por qué dudaste?
And he said, Peter, why did you doubt?
Hombre de poca fe.
Man of little faith.
¿Por qué dudaste?
Why did you doubt?
¿Entiendes?
Do you understand?
Eso es fe.
That's faith.
Es imposible para nosotros.
What's impossible
alcanzar
for us,
al mundo.
Reaching the world for Christ.
Hacer discípulos en todo el mundo.
Making disciples in the whole world.
Imposible.
That's impossible.
Necesita hombres.
We need men.
Que estén dispuestos.
And women that are willing.
Como Pedro.
Like Peter.
Como Pablo.
Like Paul.
Como Felipe.
Like Philip.
Que tengan fe.
That have faith.
Y esa fe en acción.
And that faith needs to have action.
Obediencia.
Obedience.
Así que, número 3.
Number 3.
La siguiente parte es importante porque la siguiente parte es decir, ok, Dios, si yo digo sí,
It's number three is like if we're saying, okay, God, yes, I'll go.
No puedo voltear atrás.
I can't turn back.
Si yo tomo el arado,
if I put my hand on the plow,
no puedo voltear atrás.
I can't look back.
Porque el surco se va a hacer chueco.
Because then it'll be all crooked.
Si son granjeros, ustedes entienden más de esto.
If you're farmers, you know a little bit more about that.
Sí, los Amish más que nada lo usan los de esos, ¿no? Los caballos.
Or Amish that still use horses and.
¿Se imaginan que el caballo le dé para un lado o luego para otro?
Imagine if the horse went all over the place.
Que el Amish.
And the Amish guy is turning around and waving to someone, and the horse goes.
Va a regar y no va a hacer nada.
It's gonna be all messed up.
Dios quiere gente que sea responsable.
That's why God needs people that are responsible.
Que no diga sí un día.
People that don't say yes one day.
Y otro día.
And another day they turn around and go back to their lives.
Se llama ser valiente.
This is being brave.
¿Qué dice la Biblia? Que el que voltea hacia atrás no es digno de mí.
What does the Bible say? He who turns back is not worthy of me.
Eso es fuerte.
That's
eso es fuerte. ¿Te imaginas que tu papá te diga eso?
Imagine if your dad says that to you.
Es fuerte. Por eso, decidir servir al Señor es fuerte.
That's why being willing to serve the Lord is
fuerte.
Is difficult.
Pero hay una gran recompensa.
But there's a great reward.
No los quiero asustar con esto.
I don't want to scare you with this.
Sino animarlos.
But encourage you.
Que levanten sus ojos.
To lift up your eyes.
La tierra está lista.
And see that it's ready.
Para sembrar.
The field is ready to.
Pero también está lista para cosechar.
And to be harvested.
Y Dios necesita valientes.
And God needs brave people.
Así que yo ahorita podría preguntar.
Right now I could ask.
Okay, levante la mano. ¿Quién está dispuesto hoy?
Raise your hand. Who's willing to go today?
Vamos a sembrar.
Let's go harvest.
Pero no voy a hacer eso.
But I'm not going to do that.
Simplemente voy a orar.
I'm simply going to pray.
Y quiero que cierres tus ojos y si en tu corazón quieres servir al Señor y decidirte servir al Señor, no importa el área.
I will pray, and if you are willing to be a part of the work of God in some way.
Ya sea en la iglesia,
whether it's here in your church,
ya sea en tu vecindario,
in your neighborhood,
ya sea en tu escuela,
in your school,
ya sea en tu trabajo,
in your work,
pero decir, Dios, ahora sí, voy a hablar.
But you want to say, God, I will talk to them.
Hay gente que va al infierno si muere.
There are people that are going to hell.
Porque no es salva.
Because they're not saved.
Porque no tienen a Jesús en su corazón.
Because they don't have Jesus in
their eso,
heart.
Eso sí es importante.
This is really important.
Porque Dios nos va a pedir cuentas.
Because God is going to ask, what have you done?
Así que anímense, Dios nos está esperando.
So be encouraged, God is waiting for us.
Dios va a usar a la iglesia.
God will use the church.
Para eso la puso en el mundo.
That's why God invented the church.
Para eso, para ser luz.
To be light.
Para brillar.
To shine.
Y mucha gente que está en tinieblas.
And those people that are in the darkness
vea una luz.
Will see this light.
Y digan, vayamos a esa luz.
And they'll say, let's go to the light.
Y conozcan quién es el origen de esa luz.
And they're going to know who is the origin of that light.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Así que todos cierren sus ojos.
Let's close our eyes.
Y voy a orar.
And I will pray.
Señor mi Dios.
Lord my God.
Aquí estamos.
Here we are.
Gracias te damos por un día más de vida.
Thank you for giving us one more day.
Gracias por todo lo que tú nos has dado.
Thank you for everything that you have given us.
Porque nos has cuidado hasta el día de hoy.
For watching over us.
Pero Señor,
but Lord,
hoy reconozco.
Today I realize
tú eres mi Salvador.
That you are my Savior.
Tú diste todo por mí.
You gave everything for me.
Y me pregunto,
and I ask myself,
¿qué voy a dar?
What will I give you?
Sé que me pides todo.
I know that you're asking for everything.
Señor, hoy quiero.
Lord, today.
Hoy quiero servirte.
I want to serve you.
No sé en dónde.
I don't know where.
No sé cómo iniciar.
I don't know how to start.
No sé qué tengo que hacer.
I don't know what I need to do.
Pero aquí estoy.
But I'm here.
Aquí está mi vida.
Here's my life.
Aquí están mis talentos.
Here are my talents.
Aquí están mis dones.
Here are my spiritual gifts.
Aquí están mis títulos.
Here are my titles.
Aquí está todo lo que me has dado.
Here's everything that you've given me.
Úsalo para tu gloria.
Use it for your glory.
Usa mi vida.
Use my life.
Para que otros conozcan.
So that others can know you.
Tu salvación.
Your salvation.
Tu luz.
Your light.
Usa mi vida.
Use my life.
Te lo pido en el nombre de Jesús.
I ask you in the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
One more thing. I also have prayer cards and contact cards if you would like one. I think I have one per family. So you can see me at the end.
Thank you again, David and Donnell. I think we've heard God's voice in your words this morning in the challenge you've given us. Let's remain standing for the benediction, the doxology from Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.